Heraclon Publishing presents The Matyushin Case, written by Oleg Pavlov, translated by Andrew Bromfield. Am I my brother's keeper? The Book of Genesis. Part 1. It was as if all his life he had known in advance that what had already happened in it would happen again. So the memory of the past was more acutely felt. But the most memorable thing of all was childhood. Although all that roaming round the garrisons after his father, the dreary rootlessness of father and son, the muteness and lovelessness, like an eternal lump in his throat, could simply have devastated him. The children, there were two brothers in their family, had never known their granddads or grandmas, so lived without even the affection of old folks. The boys were born in towns far away from each other in different times, and as if severed by their separate decades, they grew up as strangers. The spirit of bleakness dwelt in his father. Grigory Ilyich Matyushin was born into the world already an orphan. For some reason, she who gave birth to him chose a graveyard to be delivered of her burden. And she probably wished death for her little child, wrapping it in a rag and abandoning it among the graves like a corpse, only because she was afraid to kill it with her own hands. But the bundle was found by people who had come to visit the small grave of their relatives. At the orphanage, they registered foundlings with the names of those who found them, and those the anniversary of someone's death, which was marked by that visit to the graveyard, became his date of birth. That was all he could find out about himself as he grew up. He thought of those who had given him life as dead. However, with the passing years, they ceased even to be dead people for him. As a child, he lived through the war, with its hunger and cold. Once launched into life, this son of the people, dreaming of qualifying as a mining engineer, worked in the same place where he grew up, in the Urals town of Kopiesk, in the coal mines, until he was drafted into the army. The taciturn, austere young soldier found himself serving in Borisoglebsk, where he was accepted into the home of his company commander, a man of the same taciturn kind who loved strict order. He was from peasant stock, a simple man, and he saw the young soldier as a son for himself, especially knowing that he had taken in an orphan. The commander had plenty of children, but all in vain, for he only fathered girls. His wife, who perpetually walked about with a large stomach, took no interest in keeping the home in order. The eldest daughter, Sashenka, managed the household and ordered her sisters about. She and Grigory Ilyich hit it off with no word spoken. He helped around the house like a workman of sorts, and it turned out that he was always helping Sashenka. He was her workman, and she fed him.